Am I still on the air?
Unfortunately, this radio show is currently off air.
If you don't like it, keep putting nickels in the jukebox.
I'll load the thing up and put it on the check.
I'm Paul, and you're tuned in to Currently Off Air, and this is a Vinyl Venn Diagram show. My guest is guitar shredder, bass dropper, key tinkler, beatmaker, composer, earthling, West Country gent and mountain man, down from his rural cabin on the outskirts of the city, with a neon platinum belt in Kung Fu and the master of the 5mm punch. It is, of course, Tim Saul. Welcome up.
Good day.
In this show, armed only with the music we love, we'll be trying to find the songs that live in the intersection of our vinyl Venn diagram, the tracks that vibrate both of our frequencies. So, Tim, what's up first?
The first track I've chosen is Magic Fly by Space. I believe from 1977. People are going crazy for Daft Punk right now, but these were the original French disco boys in full robot costumes. And this is one of the first bits of music that I can remember hearing in a particular context, which was at the stock car racing of an evening in Somerset. And I can remember this track coming across the stadium, the sort of battered stadium PA, probably a bit distorted, although I may have distorted it. Time does tend to distort things. Listening to it coming out, played really, really loud. And I think it was the beginning of my fascination with synthesizers. And in a way, what as a 10-year-old boy, I kind of felt was the future. And it kind of turned out to be the future for me. Magic Fly by Space, a French group called Space from 1977, and with that song my lifelong love of synthesizers and electronic music began.
And I suppose probably my introduction to electronic music was in the early to mid 80s, 83 to 85, with the electro boom that hit the streets, where we all started trying to break dance and got out the lino and started graffitiing the bus stops. And here's a piece of music from that time, which is on that very edge of electro, but with real live instrument playing, some slightly cheesy synths.
Oh, yes.
Which I absolutely loved at the time, especially the dub versions of all these tracks. This is Beat Freak by Bobby Broom. So that was Bobby Broom from 1984 on Arista Records, and that was Beat Freak.
I love that kind of 8-beat anarchy of early electro and hip-hop.
And there's a sort of real naivety about what they're doing. They're really playing with stuff and having fun.
Absolutely. Anything goes. Throw it all together.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, have a ball. Next up is Tubeway Army. Very, very influential track that some of you may recognise, called Our Friends Electric.
I'm
the sound of Tubeway Army and Our Friends Electric, which I've chosen because it was the first big concert that I went to. I do believe I may have even worn a boiler suit, and I think we put streaks of red in our hair, which means we were Newmanites. I think there's a really natural progression from the first track, Magic Fly Space, onto that one, and a load of connections, actually, although it's easy to see them sort of retrospectively, but Newman was definitely the next step on from David Bowie. I'd kind of got into David Bowie through my brother, but Newman was more my kind of age. And I just love that kind of alien, that other sci-fi-ness. There's a reference to Philip K. Dick in the title as well. There's a lovely story about the fact that that track came together, having started life as a purely guitar-based piece of music, which is where Tubeway Army came from. They were very much a new wave kind of punky band. And he went in the studio to record it, and there was a Moog synthesizer in the studio, which he'd never got his hands on before. And he dived in and he jumped off and reinvented the whole track as we know it with all those fantastic synth parts.
This is a Vinyl Venn Diagram show on Currently Off Air, and I'm sharing the music we love with composer, music producer and earthling Tim Saul. This is from 1985. It's a reggae track that obviously had an effect in your life and came into your productions. This is Johnny Clark, produced by the Mad Professor, and Come Back to Me.
Come back to me. Come let us
That was the amazing Johnny Clark, and Come Back to Me from his album Give Thanks, recorded in 1985 at Mad Professor's Thornton Heath studio, apparently 42 Gawtry Road, according to the sleeve notes.
I used to go past it on the bus, yeah.
And you were saying about you've seen Lee Perry in Thornton Heath.
I did one day look out from the top deck of a bus going through Thornton Heath, and there was Lee Perry. I couldn't quite believe it.
And for those people who haven't been to Thornton Heath, I mean, they might read on the map there's Thornton Heath Pond, which sounds quite idyllic, but it's a rough old part of the world.
It makes the rest of Croydon, I mean, Croydon has a reputation, it makes the rest of Croydon look pretty much uptown.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's maybe leave it there.
Where are we going next, Tim?
We are going to The Doors. Not necessarily everyone's cup of tea, but I think fairly essential listening for many a teenage beatnik wannabe like myself. And this is a track called People Are Strange.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
People are strange by The Doors.
Is this something you've found to be true in your life?
Minute by minute, day by day, hour by hour. Morrison is a bit of a Marmite character, you know, and I can actually understand how a lot of people find him a bit of a pretentious twat. But putting that to one side, musically, I think they're massively, massively underrated. If you listen to the way that they mix together all the influences that were going on, psychedelia and jazz and blues and a lot of classical stuff. Ray Manzarek, the keyboard player, was very into his classical music. And I think still now they've got a very unique sound, actually.
As we mentioned on a previous show together, that your band Earthling, you worked with Ray Manzarek.
Yeah, we were very lucky to manage to get him to collaborate on a couple of tracks. Yeah. I spoke to him on the phone a couple of times and he was properly out there. And it would be up there as certainly some of the most memorable and kind of out there conversations of my life. I can remember him talking about the fact he was tending to his banana plants in his conservatory of his house in Beverly Hills and how the more you talk to them, the better that they grew. And I remember really trying to concentrate on what he was saying because he was pulling the conversation into weirder and weirder territory.
Yeah.
And I was trying to bring it back to the musicality of what we were doing and what kind of sound we wanted him to have. And he said to me, oh, just go and listen to any of our albums. And if you like the keyboard sound, then I've got it. Just tell me which one you like because my son has sampled them all for me. And so I can just recall them at the drop of a hat and you can have Riders on the Storm. If you like My Fire, then we can use that sound. And God bless him.
Okay, so similar era and probably a kind of style of music I know you've also been involved with and loved. So 1968 Chicago, Cadet Records, arranged by Charles Stepney, legendary producer who went on to produce Earth, Wind & Fire, Minnie Riperton, Terry Callier, and among many others. This is buried on Adele's album. Adele's were a great doo-wop band who Charles Stepney worked with. And in 1968, they did a slightly psychedelic album called There Is. This is kind of taking on in a late 60s vibe, their sort of classic doo-wop sound, and this is called Please Don't Change Me Now.
Now that I'm ready to fall in love with you, please don't change me now. Now that I've learned to trust in you, baby, please don't change me now. Love one be for real. Don't turn my life upside down.
Suffered so long.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been so full of doubt. That is, baby. Until you came along. Sweet love. Oh, sweet love, I was without.
Love one, be for real. Don't turn my life upside down. I'm ready. Oh, I'm ready, baby. Please don't change.
I think we quite enjoyed that. That was pulling out all the stops.
What a deep tune, Paul. I love that. I want that in my life.
That's the Dells, Please Don't Change Me Now, on Cadet Records, which was a sub of Chess Records. And so many great people involved with that. They really don't really make records like that anymore.
Not at all.
Not on that budget, anyway.
Beautiful sound, yeah. But a really imaginative arrangement as well, you know, which...
Yeah. Doo-wop. You're a doo-wop fan?
I do love some close harmonies, some five-part harmonies. But when it's like that and it's kind of the 60s sort of soul version, then that really does things for me.
After your Gary Newmanite phase, when did you start getting into it? Because now you do like your soul music. When did that happen?
I mean, I guess it was through sampling and through hip-hop, actually. Mm. Through the early hip-hop that I was listening to, people like De La Soul. The word education is used a lot with hip-hop. Britpop, but I think you did go back and listen to the stuff that was being sampled or was very much influencing a lot of that early hip hop music. And I love that era, late 60s Al Green, the kind of street soul stuff, psychedelic soul, Rotary Connection are my favourite. I've got a real soft spot for Norman Whitfield and a lot of the songs he was involved in, like A Ball of Confusion, Psychedelic Shack, a lot of that Temptation stuff, where soul and psychedelia clashed in an interesting way.
It's a lovely, lovely mix. So where are we going next, Tim?
So we're going to go to a track called Song to the Siren, which I first heard this version by This Mortal Coil, which is Liz Fraser from the Cocteau Twins on vocals. And only later did I hear the original version when I fell in love with the music of Tim Buckley. So this is Song to the Siren.
On the floating shipless oceans, I did all my best to smile till your singing eyes and fingers drew me laughing. Said to me, let me unfold you. Did I dream you dreamed about me? Were you here when I was for sale? Now my foolish boat is leaning, broken off long. Touch me not, come back tomorrow. Oh my heart shines from the sun. Should I stand mid the breakers, or should I lie with death my bride? Hear me sing, swim to me, swim to me.
You're tuned in to Currently Off Air on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM and RadioReverb.com. Thank you.
That was the soundtrack music of Roy Budd from the 1975, maybe, film Diamonds. That was Diamond Fortress.
One of the tunes I was going to play is the theme tune to Hawaii Five-O. That was a track that made a kind of massive impact on me, with the amazing opening dramatic scene, for those people that don't know, of rowers rowing in Hawaii very fast, and it's all very dramatic and fantastic piece of music. Yeah, I mean, I started to experiment and make music, actually turning the sound down on the TV often, kind of quite late at night.
Yeah, yeah.
And whatever I was working on, just sort of seeing how it worked or whatever was going on on the TV. And got very much into film soundtracks from sampling, you know, and from checking out a lot of interesting records from the late 60s and early 70s.
And your Bad Earthling reference movies and movie characters and soundtracks.
The rapper in Earthling is very much his thing as well, of cinema and literature.
I can almost imagine you two guys in a room like The Man Who Fell to Earth with 25 TVs going, with all strange things beaming in while you make the music.
Right. I think we both had brains that were just like that naturally, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Part of the reason why we called our third album Insomniac's Ball, because we'd spend a lot of time with our brains kind of exploding at night with many different ideas.
So where do we want to go next?
I think we're going to go to a very, very influential album for me, and probably still my favourite of his, was Hunky Dory by David Bowie. And this is a track called Life on Mars.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the low man reading up the wrong. Is in the best-selling show. Is alive.
This is a vinyl Venn diagram show on Currently Off Air, and I'm sharing the music we love with composer, music producer, and earthling Tim Saul.
It's probably one of my favourite all-time tracks, I would say, David Bowie and Life on Mars. I love the sound of it, the sound and the orchestration, fantastic. Well, it's so rich, kind of lyrically, the kind of drama, the theatricality of it, the world that he creates in songs from that era. I think wit as well in there.
And I think we're trying to find songs that are in our intersection of our Venn diagram, songs we both love, and that's certainly a song I absolutely love. From, for me, Bowie's greatest album, Hunky Dory, incredible, from beginning to end. A musical form we've alluded to several times in the show but we haven't played is hip-hop, which has been a guiding light and led to so much of the music you've listened to. This is Das FX with The Real Hip-Hop with DJ Premier from 1995. Yo, well on your mark and get set, can't forget the goal. In case you didn't know, the flow is fat like Joe. Yo, nigga, they know that I'm back, man. You're whack, man, I eat a rapper like I'm Pac-Man. I figured you bring it, straight from the cellar. Varela, packable hits the loop, Panella. I swallow, make it in his eye if he tests me. You don't impress me, yeah, yo, books kick the rest, G. One time for your mind. Hey, yo, what up, it's the crew bringing the ruckus. No doubt we's the roughest dream team. Reign supreme like a cutlass, getting duckers. The dope, you can't touch the flow. It's me, the nigga with G, the B, double O, K, S. So say yes to bust your caliber when I pop this shit and ride this like Metallica. Stings through the heart, tell them snake fake niggas. Them all up in my face, jealous of my tape niggas. So honey, shake your fingers and show me what you got. Blow the spine, Das FX with the real hip hop. Hip hop, to the hop, you don't stop. Don't stop. Das FX with the real hip hop. Hip hop, to the hop, you don't quit. Don't quit. Das FX, you came to rip this. To the hop, you don't stop. Don't stop. Das FX with the real. No discussion, strictly head crushing. Let rushing through your body. You're in my danger, feel like riding like powder. I'm back up in that ass, G Kaplow. And now we got the game to a T like how. Allow me to introduce myself and my peak. Straight from the sewer, staying true to the streets. Well, it be me, Crazy Trace, bringing up the rear. I swear, we got to hold it down there, yeah. So there, now let me crack a beer, kick my feet up, turn the heat up, and spiggity smoke all the weed up. Kids, I eat up with the style that's the newest. My crew is getting more run than Carl Lewis. It's from the sewers, now you see me on the top. So stop and recognize the niggas on your block. On the block. To the hip, you don't stop. Don't stop. That's a flex with the real hip hop. Hip hop. To the hip, you don't quit. Don't quit. That's a flex. We came to rich. To the hip, you don't stop. Don't stop. That's a flex with the real. Kid to the texture, but this style of mine is well defined like Webster's. Ain't about a nigga roaring from the Jordan, the Jabba Jibba when I get stoned like Sharon from Slipper. Equipped to rickety rip the microphone to shreds. Dread, yo, come and hit these niggas in the head. Connect my rhymes like Lego, so let go my ego. I burn you like Waco, you need more than Mako. I take it to your crew and keep it moving like a U-Haul. I'm here to school y'all, rickety faggots like RuPaul. I throw a screwball and strike out the MC. And if he tempts me, I knock him out like Jack Dempsey. I burn some sensei, then chase it with a Guinness. The illest, now hit me with the hook because I'm finished. To the hip, the hop, you don't stop, don't stop. That's a flex with the real. Been a big favourite at Currently Off Air HQ for many a year. That's Das FX, The Real Hip Hop, produced by DJ Premier. And he's someone you used to follow, isn't he?
Yeah. A massive influence. The kind of early mid-era gangster. But also, he was producing a lot of other people and remixing a lot of other hip-hop artists at the time. And I just love, I still absolutely love his minimal production, but the more that you listen to it, the more you hear things, and the more you, it's like a puzzle, you're intrigued by how it all fits together.
Yeah. Who were the other hip-hop guys you were following?
Late 80s, Public Enemy came and took everything by storm. And then I always kind of enjoyed the sort of playfulness and the super eclecticness of De La Soul and the Native Tongues posse, which they were part of. So Tribe Called Quest, Black Sheep. I think Quest were probably the biggest influence on me. And also early Cypress Hill, I think DJ Muggs.
Yeah. And it led, in a way, to your next selection, to people taking on hip-hop and doing different things with it.
Yeah, and I guess this ties in with some of the cinematic and soundtracky type music we've been listening to as well, and a kind of a love of uplifting strings and orchestration, and being local boys as well, for me, being from Bristol, Massive Attack, when they dropped the album Blue Lines, which was 91, I believe. It didn't really sound like anything else that had come before. You could hear the parts that had influenced them, but the way that they were putting it together, and in this fantastically cinematic way. And this is Unfinished Sympathy, which fittingly had a brilliant video, which was all shot in one take down a street in LA. And it really fitted the kind of drama, the drama of the track. People all over the world away, really, when they heard that, and the fact that they were taking it to this kind of next level, in a way.
Up until then, sort of urban British music probably wasn't taken that seriously. There have been a few hits here and there.
Yeah, a couple of things, but absolutely. It was a generation of musicians who'd been influenced by punk, but there was also the Black British experience, which was being much more directly presented, influenced by America and hip-hop, but very much through the filter of the British.
Another really influential music type that came out at the time was techno and electronic music and dance music, which is something you didn't really go down that route.
No, not
you've always been
interested
in live instrumentation and digital.
A lot of programming in there as well. I think it's probably... and maybe coming from Bristol and the perception that people have of Bristolians of being really laid back and chilled out. I think it, for me, it was a tempo thing. I never really enjoyed getting above 100 BPM, if that means anything to anyone. I mean, yeah. 100 is a slow medium pace. If it was going to be faster, for me, I've never loved any club music more than I love disco. If I'm going to dance to it, it's going to be at that kind of more up-tempo pace, then give me disco any day.
So I've got a bit of electronic music from a similar era. It's about 1994. This is Aphex Twin from one of his great albums. This is Alberto Bassan.
Thank you.
That's Aphex Twin with Alberto Bassan from sometime in the mid-90s. Another West Country-ish boy from down from Cornwall way. And that always makes me think of kind of nighttime. Some of the music we've been picking has that kind of nocturnal kind of sound.
Yeah, very much, very much. The time where you let the imagination kind of come out to play you want a suitable soundtrack for it.
So one of the things we're offering you as part of the service of taking part of this show.
This feels like Desert Island Discs.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's got a Desert Island.
You're
going
to offer me, ask me which books I want to take and what my luxury item is.
No, we're not. We're just saying that when you die, what we'll do, we'll turn up with a turntable, a needle, and maybe a little PA, and offer to play the record of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what your selection will be?
It was a really hard call, this one. I either wanted to play a really, really kitsch version of You'll Never Walk Alone by Elvis.
Lovely.
Very, very close to my heart. But I decided to go with this, which is An Ascending by Brian Eno.
Thank you.
There he goes, up into the sky, to the sound of Brian Eno. That's Tim Saul there with his final selection, An Ascending Ascent, from the Apollo and Atmospheres LPs.
It's just such a beautiful piece of music, and kind of minimal and powerful. Fantastic.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your time, Tim Saul.
And that ends it. Oh, no, it doesn't. Not by a long shot. That's the only sensible thing you've said so far.
You've been listening to a Vinyl Venn Diagram show on Currently Off Air with my guest Tim Saul. For more of Tim's music, check out his website, timsaul.com. For a playlist, to listen again, to subscribe to the podcast, and to see the resulting Venn diagram from this episode, head to currentlyoffair.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Just search for Currently Off Air, all one word. Until next time, thanks for listening.